Well, from a cane grower's perspective, we strongly welcome the release of this Liberal National Party draft exposure bill in relation to raw sugar marketing. I've had the opportunity with Deb Frecklington to have a look at the bill, and certainly can I say that it is an excellent bill, and for cane growers and in relation to this dispute, it ticks all the boxes in terms of the grievances that we've cited. It provides for validity around the grower economic interest as being the historical basis by which we've had a say in marketing and pricing our sugar. It uses that grower economic interest as the platform to then give growers choice. So it achieves that. And thirdly, it provides a framework for dispute resolution. I'll say two more things. I call upon the Liberal National Party and the Katta Party to work together. This can't be about partisan politics. It must, given the seriousness of the situation, transcend politics. And certainly in the discussions I've had with Deb Frecklington and Lawrence Springbull, there will be a concerted effort to work together. Last point, the clock is up and running. This thing must be resolved by Christmas this year. We are in a dangerous situation because growers in the Wilmar, COFCO and MSF areas have no contracts in place for 2017. We owe it to the people of the sugar industry, particularly the growers, to put this to rest and bring it to a conclusion before this year.
Which do you prefer, this bill or the Katta's Party's bill?
Look, I'm the chairman of Queensland Cane Growers. We have vented our grievances in the public arena. We've spoken to the political practitioners and we have two live bills. Now, I'm not going to comment as to whether one bill is better than the other. What I've seen of the Liberal National Party bill is that it's an excellent bill. I hope that the two parties can work together, and I guess in a perfect world, if they could agree on a single bill to go forward to the Parliament, and provided that the numbers are there, that would be good. I think the Katta Party, and I know that the Liberal National Party, get the business about we want this issue resolved, and I'm sure that they're prepared to work together for the good of the growers of Queensland.
And does having a bill like this on the table reduce perhaps the motivation of cane growers to reach a commercial agreement? I mean, if a commercial agreement isn't reached, you've got this as a sort of backstop.
I've consistently said that the ideal situation for this industry is to reach a commercial settlement of this dispute. As we speak now, discussions have been held in recent times. They've been wide-ranging discussions. The industry players have sat down around a table and have had a discussion. There will be, hopefully, further discussions. So there are a number of different irons in the fire. We treat this issue seriously because certainly there's 102 years of history involved here, and we'll only get one opportunity to get this right and ensure a fair and transparent deal for cane farmers.